What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
A draft bill to amend land registration and ownership is being finalized to reflect a more updated legislation. The legislation is referred to as the Registration of Titles, Cadastral Mapping and Tenure Clarification Special Provisions Act. Stay with us to find out more. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Amendments are to be made to the Registration of Titles, Cadastral Mapping and Tenure Clarification Special Provisions Act as part of continued measures to register lands across the island and to put more titles in the hands of Jamaicans. The legislation was enacted in October 2005 to allow for the declaration of project areas to facilitate expeditious cadastral mapping, that is, showing the extent, value and ownership of land for taxation and clarification of boundaries. The Act also provides for certain exemptions and waivers of taxes and fees.
The amended bill is aimed at making the law more culturally relevant so that recognition may be given to the manner in which many landowners give, buy, and sell land.
It also provides for property registration by cadastral mapping and gives the responsible minister the power to declare a location a project area, exempt land from the Act, confirm agreements to facilitate cadastral mapping and tenure clarification in a project area, and prescribe fees payable by beneficiaries under the program. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is finalizing a draft bill to amend the legislation.
Now, a title is an extremely important document. It means you own a piece of this island that no one can take away from you. Your title can be used as collateral for a loan. It can be used in helping you to start a business, build a house, build a bigger house, to secure education for your children.
The bill will also serve to strengthen the work of adjudication committees set up by the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP, to work at the community level in the interest of applicants for the registration of lands.
So LAMP recognizes that there are many issues with informal subdivisions and the cultural practices of how we pass on land. And what LAMP is trying to do is to facilitate and assist you in coming into the realm of ownership.
The cultural practice of some Jamaicans is to dispose of and acquire land in an informal manner by way of oral transactions. There are 11 adjudication committees in St. Catherine, St. Elizabeth, Clarendon, and Manchester. More than 200 persons have so far been assisted through these communities. Additional committees are to be established in St. Mary, St. Thomas, and Portland.
This government is committed to building on the initiatives undertaken over the years to ensure that more Jamaicans have the ability to own land and possess documentary proof of that ownership in the form of titles.
The LAMP initiative will continue its mandate to conduct cadastral mapping, tenure clarification, and regularization in project areas. Prime Minister Holness says this will subsequently reduce the number of unregistered parcels of land, thereby bringing them into the formal sector. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Vanessa Silvera. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.